Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is the unofficial podcast of GruntFreePress.com. We got into some legal battles with the site. I mean, they were just fucking didn't like the direction we were going or something. I told them, you know, this podcast, I mean, we're pure heart. You know, we're not gonna take orders from the man. Fucking your big Grunt Free Press money, so. We kind of just, you know, split off. We're going to do our own thing. I mean, you're still going to get the unbiased, raw dog opinion of, you know, your favorite hosts, all of them, the round table that we bring you, the diversity of opinions and races and, genders, you know, fight for equality continues at gruntfreepress.com. I'm on vacation. That's a thing. Immediately I'm just fucking like, ah, yeah, vacations. Now it's fucking everything. I'm just doing fucking like, all that means is I'm fucking just not gonna leave the fucking house for a week and probably play video games most of the time. And, immediately fucking today I wake up. I'm just woke up like an hour ago and just fucking like, oh, already I fucking just smell horrible. My fucking, you know, mouth tastes like shit. Tastes like somebody fucking like took a dump in my mouth when I was sleeping. And maybe they did. I mean, I don't know. I can't rule anything out, but, it's pretty gross. And plus I'm like fucking, oh yeah, finally. It's like that fucking Twilight Zone episode. Finally I have time to play fucking video games. I'm just fucking like, oh, what am I going to play? I don't know. One of those deals where it's like fucking like, I can't commit. You know what I mean? Playing Battlefield 1 right now. I mean, fucking, I'll get into that, but I'm almost like fucking like, oh man, I remember the last vacation I had and same shit, and just fucking like, all right, I mean, I just fucking already finished fucking whatever, Gears, you know, reviewed that, and it's pretty, not a very good game. Speaking of which, they sent me a fucking survey of fucking like Gears 4, and I was like, oh, cool, you know what I mean? I like surveys. I like feeling like I have an impact. You know what I mean? Maybe somebody listening to me for once. Probably some fucking intern going through the fucking surveys that get sent in to fucking Microsoft or whatever. But I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll fucking do my little feedback thing. I start doing that. And then just fucking like, you know, how many fucking, you know, I was going to fucking link them, do a little plug-in too. Plug the fucking Grunt Free Press. Oh yeah, you know, and they usually have a little comment section. Just be like, oh yeah, you know, here's my full review, fucking GruntFreePress.com. You know, I'm doing the fucking survey, and it's just fucking like, oh, you know, well, whatever, fucking, you know, what game modes do you play? What this, what that, and then fucking like, you know, how many fucking card packs did you buy? It was like one of the questions. I'm like, none. I didn't fucking buy any. And it's fucking, after I do that, fucking, you know, zero card packs that I purchased through either the in-game shit, cause it takes forever to fucking do that, or, you know, real money. Fucking, no, I'm not gonna do that. So fucking zero. And then fucking right after that, oh, we can't take your survey. You had to have fucking bought at least one. It's like, all right, fuck you, dude. It's fucking Jesus. And then what, that game is fucking terrible. Anyway, yeah, so fucking that's it. I mean, I'm on vacation, fucking laid back. Hopefully this sounds better. I mean, not better, but, louder anyway, or the hopefully the at the right level. 'Cause yeah, I mean, fucking like you say, I was fucking rambled on fucking last week about yeah, my new computer. So I'm recording on that again. It's just fucking like my settings, I think, were off a little bit because I'm fucking like, this sounds pretty like quiet. I mean, I'm fucking, I think I usually, what I did was the fucking bump up like the gain or whatever on the mic because, you know, I'm not a yeller, you know, I'm a very calm, collected, you know, conformist. So I fucking just turn my mic up a little bit to fucking like yell constantly. But I don't think I did that. So it might have been left last week a little bit quiet. Yep, that's probably why, hopefully. And also fucking yeah, I had a weird fucking thing. It probably, I don't know, it sounded like better maybe. I don't know, 'cause I fucking you know, after recorded, I'm like, oh yeah, that was easy. You fucking just set everything up and then fucking go to put it on the site, you know, as just download it from fucking Grunt Free Press, and it's fucking like, oh, this file's too big to fucking upload or whatever. And it's fucking like it was like 100, you know, I got like that 100 fucking megabyte limit or whatever, and fucking like, what, dude, it's fucking not even that long. What the fuck happened? And then I look, and the thing's like fucking like twice as big as it should be. It's like fucking like whatever, like 150 or some shit. I'm like, that's way too much for fucking what I recorded. And then I fucking look, it's just like, oh, when I fucking, you know, processed it or whatever the fuck, edited. That's a weird word. It's another word I can't say. Edited. I Ed 209'd it. It fucking, it just wasn't, yeah, it gives you like an option of like what quality to fucking like upload it or yeah, whatever, process it or whatever. Yeah, I had it like fucking like way too high, like way, you know, way too high quality. It was too good for the internet standards. But anyway, that's boring. So let's talk about I was getting the Halloween mood. You know, it's Halloween. These are the last fucking podcast that will go out before Halloween. So yeah, it was Halloween and fucking last gen nostalgia. Those are my things now. I was fucking, yeah, last week I was fucking marathon and fucking reviewed through, or that makes sense, fucking Castlevania game, fucking Lords of Shadow. Which again, for Halloween, for the Halloween mood, pretty good pick on my part. I'll pat myself on the back for that. Yeah, you know, it's a weird fucking game. You know, my memory of it, what I played it before and fucking when it first came out on like 360 or whatever. What I thought it was fucking way different than what I played. I mean, fucking, I remember liking it and I was like, fucking, oh yeah, that game's fucking great. Lords of Shadow. I remember like going back, like trying to do like the give me challenges and collectibles and shit. So you can go back and level your guy up and all that shit and. I just remember there being like a ton of combat, and it was, I was thinking like, oh, it's like Ninja Gaiden Black or whatever, and you had to memorize all these like complex fucking button combos and shit to get off like moves and shit, and I thought you like had to do that to get a chance, and not really. I mean, the combat in the game is pretty simple. I mean, it's more like God of War than anything. You know, in those games, you get fucking Kratos with his chains of whatever the fuck, you know, chains he fucking sends out, and you get a whip. And in Castlevania, you have a whip. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, it's fucking long, like fucking rope, like something with something sharp on the end, I guess. Yeah, so I mean, he's still fucking, you know, he's still killing shit. I mean, there's again, like God of War, you kill shit, they fucking explode into fucking orbs. You suck up those orbs and you power up your. They give you these two gauntlets and fucking Lords of Shadow and fucking you know, one's like a blue one and you can activate that and it's on like the bumpers, like the left and right bumpers. Like the left one's the blue and the right one's the red. So, yeah, you can suck them up with either stick too, which is kind of cool. It's like fucking like you press in the left stick, you suck up the orbs, and it turns into like blue fucking juice, blue juice and pressing the right stick and it's red juice. Yeah, so fucking, then you press the bumpers, you activate them, and as it's, like, activated, it's, like, fucking, if you attack anything, and you hit them, and you get the blue one activated, it fucking, that refills your health. I mean, that's pretty much how you gain health in the game. If you use the red one, it fucking just boosts your attack power, so you just do more damage and shit, and you get different combos, combos you can pull off, once you unlock them, and either of the fucking, modes you have activated, And you can switch between them like whenever. I mean, just fucking just the bumpers. I mean, just go back and forth. You hit it again, you go back to like neutral, and as you get in kill, as you get in kills and shit, you get XP for however many fucking enemies you kill, and just going through the game progressing, they'll give you XP too, and open up the fucking menu. There's this huge fucking skill tree. You can unlock combos and all that shit. So again, I fucking, first opened that up. I'm like, oh yeah, this is like fucking Ninja Gaiden. Like, I'm gonna have to fucking memorize all this garbage and fucking unlock all this bullshit. But, pretty much after a while, I'm like, nah, you can just fucking button mash and shit, and you're pretty much fine. It's not. Again, Ninja Gaiden was like fucking like, alright, just fucking block for like a year and then fucking, block and like dodge and like, oh, I have this fucking like opening and I have to fucking, you have to have this long combo fucking memorized and shit, or like fucking, oh, I gotta know to pop these guys up in the air and fucking combo them. And Ninja Gaiden was fucking awesome. The fucking, original Xbox One, or turned into like Ninja Gaiden Black. I want to play that again, but I don't know where I can fucking, how I can, accomplish that, without an Xbox. Maybe I'll buy an Xbox. I don't know. That seems pretty excessive, for that shit. But, So in fucking Castlevania, I mean, you don't have to fucking pull off those 20 hit combos and shit. You're usually fucking surrounded by fucking mobs of enemies that, a lot of them do fucking unblockable attacks, and, you can get interrupted as you're in the fucking combos doing this fucking huge, like, 20 hit combo. I mean, they're there. I mean, you can fucking just, Y, X, 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 Y, X, X, like, shit like that. I mean, it's fucking, you can just go on. I mean, they're pretty simple to do, but, yeah, so it's usually not a good idea to do that. I mean, you just end up getting fucking bashed in the middle of it by somebody else, and there's no fucking. Also, I mean, again, you can get fucking interrupted. It's not like you fucking, once you're in a combo, you're fucking safe. Or they also don't do like the Dark Souls thing where like you get like iframes and shit when you roll. I mean, so it's like once you commit to an attack, or you're in a combo, it's fucking nearly impossible to like pull out of it. So I mean, pretty much what you're doing, just throwing a couple hits, roll out of the fucking way, a couple hits, roll out of the way, and, you can, like, parry, like, you just fucking hit the block button, like, right before you get hit, it parries, and fucking kind of slow shit down for a second. You can fucking just, then they'll be stunned, then you can fucking pull off, like, a pretty nice combo. But again, still, if you get fucking hit, you get hit, and that ends it. But I don't like deal with the blocking and the parrying. They do that shit where it's like, rolling and blocking is fucking all on the left trigger. So it's like, all right, I got to stand fucking, you're moving around the fucking, trying to get out of the way, fucking rolling. It's like, oh, now I got to block. And it's just like, you have to like stand perfectly still to block. And, as you block, and if you move a little bit, you roll out of the way. It's like, I never get fucking used to that. Like, it always seems like it's too, like, all right, I gotta just, like, not, I don't like not hitting fucking buttons. So I'm just like, all right, I gotta sit here and hold this fucking button to block and not move. I never get used to it. It's not bad. It just feels fucking, it's shittier than, like, I don't know, like, Dark Souls or something. Again, like, fucking out, just without those iframes and shit and the rolling and fucking out, just, again, to compare it to fucking, like, Dark Souls, obviously, not as fucking smooth, it doesn't play as fucking smooth, I guess, but, I mean, the majority of the game is fucking, you're mostly climbing and exploring and shit, and, solving puzzles and, So you can throw another one onto the fucking Tomb Raider slash Prince of Persia pile, which I like. I mean, if fuck, actually, I think I'm fucking playing a lot of those games, just like the action adventure, just fucking platforming, fucking whatever. Because Lords of Shadow. I mean, fucking as soon as I started playing, I'm like, dude. I mean, I just fucking played Prince of Persia, like Sands of Time and shit, and the other one there, fucking Warrior Within, like not too long ago. And it's just like, dude, the fucking just jumping around and like climbing and shit, it's like 100% like the same thing as fucking Prince of Persia in this fucking game. Same fucking like cues of fucking like, you know what I mean? They handle like a lot of the games handle this shit differently. I'm just fucking like, oh, if you see white, or you see this color and this fucking, you know what I mean? It's identical with fucking Lords of Shadow to Prince of Persia. And it's just even like fucking the controls and basic controls, all that shit, like fucking like hanging and all that. I mean, it's fucking just pretty much Prince of Persia, like all the way, like directly. Then they have a fucking shitload of puzzles, like the ones that the straight up fucking puzzles where it's just like, all right, you gotta stop and figure this out and look at this. And some of them are like, look at this like static screen and like whatever. I mean, slide the whatever, those sliding puzzles. I don't think there are actual sliding puzzles. It'll be like, oh, you gotta match this pattern and fucking, you know what I mean? Like shit like that. I mean, like straight up like adventure game, just activate fucking switches in a specific order. And I totally, I one of those things, just fucking thinking back to when I played it originally on 360, it's like, man, I don't fucking remember any of this. Just fucking, you know what I mean? Probably like a third of the game is fucking, you know what I mean, is puzzles. I mean, you just but they're generally pretty fucking good. So, and then they usually give you the option to, I mean, just fucking open up. They give you like a scroll or whatever right near there, and fucking it's like, oh, the solution's right there. So you pretty much just fucking like, up, oh, do this, and fucking you can just skip it completely. I mean, they're not usually not that hard, and you get good fucking. They give you XP if you do them without looking at that scroll or whatever. So, I mean, fuck it. I mean, I'm not adverse to fucking puzzle games every now and then, fucking good. Give me a good puzzle every now and then, I'll be happy. So most of them are pretty good. The whole game, fucking Lords of Shadow, still pretty good. And again, pretty spooky for Halloween. I remember I wasn't fucking replaying it for a second time. I wasn't fucking like blown away by it. I remember the first time playing fucking Lords of Shadow. I was just fucking like, wow, this is fucking like amazing. Like, not quite the second time around, but hey, it's definitely fucking like showing its age. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, again, I'm playing a lot of the fucking last gen games anyway, and a lot of them just fucking like, oh, no, this is really still good. This is fucking pretty much how I remember it, Yeah, fucking this one, I'm just fucking like, this definitely feels like it came out in fucking like 2010 or whatever, like fucking just everything. I mean, you can pick apart like almost every fucking little influence they fucking drew from. It was fucking like, oh yeah, this is like the year 2010, you know what I mean? Fucking, I remember Barry that, and fucking, it's like, oh yeah, everyone used to be fucking obsessive about fucking Lord of the Rings, you know what I mean? So here's these goblins you're fighting that are ripped like straight out of there, and fucking, God of War used to be pretty cool, and here's that combat, and fucking, quick time events weren't fucking overused. They actually probably were overused back then, but it's fucking like, oh yeah, games are still using them back then, so here's a bunch of them. And here's some portals to fucking jump through, because a fucking portal, and it's just like this mishmash of fucking shit, and not too original of a game. I mean, again, you just fucking pretty much point out, like, directly, it's like, oh, well, they got this from that, and that from that, and but still, it's still a really good fucking game, and pretty fucking long, too, it's fucking, like, whatever, 15 hours or so playing that. And so, some things too, like I could have sworn we're in the fucking game. Like I remember fucking fighting this fucking like toy maker boss thing that fucking giant fucking dude with like a monocle and shit. He kind of looked like fucking like Benjamin Franklin. And I thought you had to do some fucking it was like a multi-stage fight, and you had to do some puzzle where you were fucking rolling these balls into certain spots to fucking distract him or something. And I was just very fucking specific fucking memory at him. Like, oh yeah, I can't wait for that part to come up. And kept waiting for it and fucking playing through Lords of Shadow, and it's totally not in that game. I don't know where the fuck, I don't know where he pulled that from. I mean, I was thinking like, what the hell else could it have been? He just could have sworn. I'm just fucking like, dude, like this looks like once I was in like the castle in Castlevania, and it's fucking actually not too much castle in Castlevania. I will say that's one complaint I have. But I was like, dude, this has to be it. Like, this looks just like where that area was. And I'm like, maybe this is fucking Devil May Cry. Or, I was just thinking maybe it was like a Devil May Cry game or a fucking Onimusha or something like that. Or maybe I'm fucking finally losing it. I don't fucking know. Then I also remember fucking like, oh yeah, this game, most of the game is again, I thought of like, oh, Castlevania. Oh yeah, you're in this fucking giant castle fighting and all that shit. And that only makes sense because it is called fucking Castlevania, so there's got to be fucking plenty of castle. Give me some castle here. Give me some fucking Frank Castle. But yeah, I mean, fucking, like one stage out of like there's like 20 stages maybe. I think like one or maybe two of them is just fucking in this little castle. And I could have sworn it's like, oh, isn't this fucking big fucking build up to it? Like, you're fighting through fucking forests and ruins. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm doing that. I'm like, oh yeah, this is fucking pretty cool. I remember this giant, you know what I mean? He's just fucking like out in the outskirts of fucking Dracula's castle or whatever. I'm just fucking like, oh, I kind of remember a lot of this shit. It's fucking like, oh yeah, going through the forest and there's fucking Baba Yaga and shit. And then I thought, like, oh yeah, well that's probably like whatever. Like half it was lead up, and I'm like, oh yeah, well then the second half is just in this fucking giant castle. And no, I mean, it just fucking, you pretty much, I'm like, oh, here I am. I'm at the fucking gate. I'm inside the fucking castle, and it's like, oh, you just blow right through it and fucking like a stage or two, and fucking, you know what I mean? Then you move on to like other stages, and it's just like, man, I'm just thinking, my fucking memory sucks so bad, and I'm fucking old, and I've played way too many fucking video games, and they're fucking probably rotting my brain, and you know, they're all just fucking blurring together at this point, or it's just like fucking like, oh yeah, wasn't this? No, it's not, and fucking, you know what I mean? But then I'm fucking like, dude, it was driving me nuts. I was gonna fucking like, I'm like, what the fuck else could it be? Then I was fucking randomly watching on YouTube somebody playing another fucking Castlevania game. I think it's fucking, that's what it is. It's the hell was it? Fucking Lament of Innocence, I think. I think that's what it was. I definitely played through that. I remember playing that with one of my fucking friends, and fucking just sat there and like made like a fucking like weeks out of it of just fucking like 100% in that game. And I was like, fucking, oh, that's definitely all in a fucking castle is what it is. You know what I mean? It's fucking all like, I mean, there's a little build up of fucking, cutscenes and shit. Then you get up there and I'm like, nah, I think that was thinking of Lament of Innocence. And again, kind of crossed in my brain because fucking decent fucking 3D Castlevania games, and there's not too many of them. So, but anyway, I mean, that's why I write fucking reviews now. So it's not, it's a little snapshot of my fucking retarded thoughts before they float away to fucking Faggotville with the rest of them. So, gruntfreepress.com. I mean, that's where you can read my fucking cloudy thoughts on fucking Lords of Shadow. Cloudy, like my fucking cum. It's actually, again, as I was saying, it was great. I really like fucking, I thought it was the fucking perfect game for fucking Halloween. It's just, so many fucking horror characters just thrown together from fucking, just for the fuck of it, like, it makes sense. That's what Castlevania's always been, I guess, was fucking like, oh yeah, it's fucking like nice fucking high production fucking goddamn flies in this fucking house, I swear to Christ. In my room, there's like three fucking flies. They've been fucking driving me nuts for like 2 weeks. I thought they only lived for like fucking whatever, like a couple days, but no, they've fucking been bothering me for like a fucking week. And it's like, dude, I fucking killed one of them. I swear another one fucking appeared in its fucking place. And it's just like, dude, like, what the fuck? Had my fucking window open, fucking cranking the fucking fan, like, pointed out, like, just get the fuck out of here, dude. You guys are fucking driving me nuts. And then fucking, I don't know, it's just fucking impossible to fucking kill him. I suppose if I had like some like a fly swatter, that'd be cool. That cost like fucking like 50 cents, but I can't be bothered going out to get one. So I mean, I don't know. Anyway, what was I saying? Perfect game for fucking Halloween. Yeah, I mean, there's fucking all this shit just thrown together, all these fucking horror characters, like the fly. No, I don't think they have the fly, but you get your fucking werewolves, you get your fucking vampires and ghosts and fucking goblins and fucking, Frankenstein and that's again, it's kind of what the fucking Castlevania games are known for. And Lords of Shadow, I mean, it's fucking the most modern one. That's not garbage, I guess. You know what I mean? Fucking the most modern Castlevania game out there. Just kind of sad to think about. I mean, it was fucking what, like 6 years ago? I mean, I know they did like some downloadable 2D one that I played. Fucking, it was like a Xbox Live Arcade game. It was kind of like a spin-off, like sequel thing to Lords of Shadow. But I remember playing that and being like, "Yeah, this is very good." And then Lords of Shadow 2, which fucking I haven't played, but I haven't heard anything good about that. And I fucking just heard like, "Oh yeah, it's fucking just wow." I mean, people who like fucking the first one and were like, "This is just a huge fucking letdown." I actually end up buying it anyways. I'm like, "This is really cool. I want to fucking, I don't care. I'll play fucking 2 for myself." But yeah, so there's that. So yeah, I mean, this is fucking sad. It's been like a while since it's actually been a good fucking Castlevania. But anyway, after I fucking did that, I'm like still like fucking like, all right, I just need more fucking like horror games. Let's do this the proper way. So I played some fucking Alone in the Dark instead. I mean, this the early fucking Xbox 360 game that another game that fucking like generally fucking shit on. I mean, people fucking hated that fucking game, thought it was terrible. And but well, I mean, I felt when I played it, when it fucking originally came out, I was like fucking like, man, I really fucking like this game. So and plus I'm on this fucking what are these games I like from fucking like last generation again, and fucking horror games, yes, for fucking for 'tis the season to fucking spook yourself silly, as they say. So I played the first fucking couple hours of Alone in the Dark, and it's pretty fucking rough. I mean, it's it's got this fucking weird, fucking wicked, convoluted fucking control scheme. I mean, you can switch from first person to third person, which is, I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, like Skyrim, like before, like whatever, Oblivion and all that. I think this did come out fucking before Oblivion. It's a really fucking early 360 game. But yeah, I mean, you can switch between first and third person pretty much whenever you want. I think some shit just fucking defaults to either or like, if like you'll be in like first person or whatever, then it's like, oh no, now you're in fucking third just because we decided to. Yeah, just like switch back. That's kind of janky. But the game fucking starts off, you're in fucking first person. It's like you have to like, the game makes you like blink, like you have to like keep your eyes from getting like dry and shit. And you're clicking, and I think it's like the right stick. You fucking blink in your eyes, otherwise you can't fucking see shit. Like the shit just turns like white, and then you fucking, when you blink, the shit just fucking whatever. It'll be like you wait a little bit, and it's fucking like, oh, why is it all blurry and shit? Oh, I get a blink, and you gotta do that for like a good like 10 minutes or so. Yeah, I mean, every couple seconds it's fucking blinking. And it's just like fucking like, yeah, I remember people like making fun of that. Like, oh, in the game you have to fucking press the button to blink, lol. And it's just fucking like, oh yeah, well yeah, isn't this kind of fucking cool? You know what I mean? I mean, I think that's fucking I at least fucking admire what they're trying to fucking do. I mean, making, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, oh yeah, instead of, rather than just being like a fucking like, hey, I'm a floating fucking camera that fucking stays like perfectly still and fucking like whatever. And no, they're trying to give you fucking more control over fucking like small details and shit. Like, you grab a weapon with a, you grab like a fucking board, like a melee weapon, like a board or whatever the fuck. And, you can use the right analog stick to fucking swing it around. You know what I mean? I know fucking, again, fucking, this is well before fucking, Dead Island, I think. They made a big deal out of that. And it's been done. That's kind of been done before too, like fucking like analog or whatever the fuck, Jurassic Park fucking Trespasser or fucking whatever. You use the fucking analog stick to swing the shit around, and You pull it one way and you fucking, your guy kind of like winds it up. Then you, flick the stick the other way, and that's how you, get a good swing going. And it's one of the first things I did was I fucking beat a woman to death with a fucking cooking ladle, and I just fucking set her on fire with a flaming chair. And I thought that's pretty cool. I mean, it's just fucking, I mean, you take like whatever, like you hold in the chair and you hold the right stick like forward or whatever, and the guy puts like the chair towards him, and you fucking just, you see fire, you put it up to the fire, and the fucking chair catches fire from the fucking wherever you're holding it. And it's pretty, I don't know, I just think it's pretty neat. I mean, the whole fucking game's kind of physics based, and you grab a fucking fire extinguisher, you can like but you know you can bust in a door and fucking just like, all right, I want to get in this fucking door, and I can just hit it, and it'll break, like pieces of it will break off, like it'll break, you can fucking just break a door like, piece by piece, and fucking like, or you can just, what else is cool is fucking like, oh hey, if the door is locked, so if I just hit the fucking, hit the fucking handle, where the fucking, where the lock is, like, you fucking hit that, you break the fucking lock, and the fucking, the door swings open. It's just like, dude, again, it's pretty cool. I mean, a lot of shit they're doing is fucking really fucking neat, but that pretty much sums up the game from what I played. Again, I didn't like really go too far. I got to the point that I fucking remembered of this fucking driving scene that goes on like forever, and it just fucking like, not really any indication of where you're supposed to go, and if you fuck up, like, you have to, like, restart. I'm like, well, if I can just get past this point, I'll be okay. So I did that, but I mean, fucking, but again, it is fucking rough. It's just, the whole game is just like, hey, a bunch of, like, really fucking neat ideas, and fucking all these innovative fucking mechanics and shit, and they're fucking, like, really experimenting on shit, but I mean, the game is fucking, like, really fucking clunky, and you just fucking immediately look at it and like, oh man, it's like fucking really bad and fucking dated. And I would have kept playing it. It was just fucking, once they get like my new fucking computer again, I'm just fucking like, I kind of want to fuck around with some of my modern fucking polished games that fucking, they all look good, that I couldn't play before or look like shit. Like, I could play this on fucking my 360 if I wanted to. I kind of just stopped playing that, but no, maybe this is what I'll play. I mean, it is pretty funny to play, but another thing that fucking kills me about some of the older games and fucking the PC, it's like fucking, well, now I have to fucking, no, it doesn't work with the Xbox One controller, now I have to fucking switch off to my 360 and wired controller, and it's fucking like, it's kind of a pain in the ass. I don't know, maybe, we'll see. But, speaking of modern and polished shit, yeah, that was real quick. I hate doing the fucking technical fucking garbage behind the scenes of this fucking huge production that I call the podcast. But I had a new computer. I had to fucking reinstall OBS, open broadcast software, and it's what I used to fucking stream to Hitbox or whatever. Stream all my games through there, pretty much, and so I'm like, again, new PCs, like, I gotta download all the shit that I have, so I download the fucking, the newest version they have, and it's fucking, like, newest version of fucking OBS Studio, and holy fucking shit. I mean, I was fucking streaming in the fucking dark ages before some fucking, like, really fucking, like, antiquated fucking garbage, and on my old fucking PC, it's like fucking, I didn't know anything about it, just fucking like researching, like, how do I fucking stream and shit, and just fucking like, OBS, is the way to go. So I'm fucking like, so when I downloaded it then on my old PC, it's fucking like, I didn't do like, they gave you like options of like whatever, Windows, Mac, blah, 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 fucking whatever. I'm just fucking like reading the descriptions, and, I didn't fucking do, like, I'm pretty sure they had it back then, it was like OBS Studio, but I didn't do the fucking, the studio, because I was fucking, like, reading the description, I'm like, oh, I thought it sounded like, oh, that's just for, like, that's for people, like, fucking doing, like, setting up fucking, like, cameras, and doing, like, fucking banner ads on the fucking bottom, and, like, a million fucking layers of all this bullshit, and, fucking all these different mics to fucking switch between. I thought this was gonna be, like, way too much, and probably, like, it's like, I just want to, too much fancy shit. All I want to do is fucking just stream my games again. I don't even use a fucking mic, so I'm just like, I was fucking, then there's like another, like, whatever the fuck they call it, OBS fucking classic, or whatever the fuck, vanilla. I'm like, fucking, well, that's just fucking straight up, like, pretty sure that's what I need, so fucking, that's what I got, and fucking, that's what I used for, like, fucking, like, a year and a half, fucking 2 years, but after doing the studio thing, it's like, man, the fucking vanilla version, that thing fucking sucks. It's fucking terrible. It's just like, I had to spend so much fucking time setting shit up, because it's just like, no, it's not fucking like user friendly at all. Again, it's just fucking, you know, no fucking like default settings, no nothing, or nothing fucking, you know, no suggested settings, nothing like that. So, you know, it took me forever to fucking set that shit up to where it was fucking usable. And a lot of the times it was still fucked up, and some of that was because of the shitty fucking Comcast internet fucking fiasco I had to deal with. But you know, like every time I fucking, you know, started, or like, you know, every time I fucking started a new game on that old shit, the old fucking vanilla OBS, you know, I stopped playing a fucking new game. I had to fucking manually fucking add it to a list and set it up. Like, you had to right click on this fucking box, add fucking game capture, and you had the fucking game running, you know, fucking set it up fucking that way, and fucking, you know, pick it from a list of fucking running apps, fucking do that, you know, check off this other shit, and every time you had to fucking add a new game, you had to do that. And trying to do it like that, so some were like, fuck, like, it'd be like, you know, I'd have like multiple shit running in the background, and like fucking like, it sometimes it'd work, or it's like fucking, you update it and now it's not, it doesn't register, or fucking whatever. But really fucking, again, antiquated fucking garbage, and, you know, you pretty much have to fucking alt tab out of the fuck with the shit, and, you know, get it to work right, and again, sometimes just fucking like, black screen for no fucking reason, like whatever. So anyway, then I get fucking the new computer, I do fucking the studio version of just fucking like whatever. It's just like, the newest shit we got, like here's fucking OBS studio version, whatever the fuck. So I'm like, I don't know, like I didn't use this, but fucking I'll just check it out, like whatever. And you can just fucking set it to automatically stream anything that's fucking going full screen. So I mean, you just fucking set it and fucking forget it, and you know, so much fucking easier, and it fucking works fucking perfectly. And I was just fucking like, I'm gonna fucking stream a game, like fucking, all right, just check that fucking, you know, game capture is fucking default. It's just fucking stream anything that goes full screen. So you just fucking click that, hit, and then fucking whatever. You could install a game right there and fucking open it up. As long as it goes fucking full screen, it'll fucking start streaming. So. Though, I mean, a couple little things, I guess it doesn't work with fucking DirectX 12 games yet, and, like, I was playing fucking, like, Battlefield, and I just got, like, a black screen again, fucking, turned DirectX 12 off, that option, it was fine, and fucking for now, that doesn't really matter. I guess fucking DirectX 12 doesn't really fucking do anything anyway. I mean, fucking like minor fucking difference, and just because, you know, no game is really taking advantage of it yet, from what I understand. Again, I'm not a fucking tinkerer, fucking technical, you know, guru, so I don't know the exact fucking problem with it. I can just tell fucking like fucking again from like Battlefield, I'm like, oh, I wonder if I tick off fucking DirectX 12, like about what difference that'll make. And not much that I could fucking notice, you know what I mean? And fucking some instances it looked almost worse, but yeah, I mean, fucking, I actually think fucking Battlefield looked a little bit better without it on. So I don't know, hopefully again, trying to use fucking games from like the Windows, whatever, with the Windows Store or whatever, with fucking Xbox fucking games on the PC, like Gears of War or fucking Forza or like whatever, like fucking that won't work, like that doesn't fucking register. So because it uses fucking DirectX 12, I'm guessing. So hopefully fucking again, games will start using it, so hopefully that shit gets straightened out before it's like a standard, you know. So, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to bore you with that, more of that bullshit. So, also the fucking big change of the fucking stream is, you know, now I'm fucking streaming at a crisp fucking 60 frames per second instead of the 30 that I was doing before, just because, again, just fucking randomly, shit you stumble upon, me like, what's this fucking, you know what I mean, just fucking randomly go down like fucking rabbit holes of fucking like, how come this is like this, and how come that is like that, and fucking, I just fucking saw, like, you know, some random thing, like, suggested fucking bitrate to fucking stream for, like, 60 frames a second, and I'm like, well, I'm fucking doing that anyway, you know what I mean? It was fucking what I'm streaming my shit at. I'm just doing it at 30 just because I thought it'd be fucking, like, you know, easier and more fucking like stable. It's like, well, if I can do like 60, let me try doing that. So I fucking do that, tick off fucking 60, and you know, hey, fucking seems to work. It actually does look fucking a lot smoother. And there you go. That was the bitrate podcast, fucking all about bitrates and, you know, bitrates on my fucking podcast and my streaming software. And yeah, there you go. Bitrate will be back shortly. Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press podcast. Did I mention I'm on vacation? I don't know if I mentioned that, which is nice. I can't wait to. I mean, whatever. I mean, I should just fucking relax and enjoy the. I get all the time in the world to fucking record this and talk slow and enunciate my words, but. Whatever. I mean, as soon as I'm done with this fucking piece of shit fucking podcast, and just fucking get it out of my life and the fucking upload it onto the fucking shitty internet for all you fucking pieces of fucking trash. The sooner I can fucking relax and do nothing, you know what I mean? And just as I like. So my vacations are just like fucking sitting back and doing absolutely jack shit and just fucking letting myself fucking rot. But. Gotta get through this first, cause you know, fucking goddamn fucking flies, dude. I swear to God, that's my vacation project, is to kill these fucking flies. You can probably hear them fucking buzzing by the fucking mic every now and then. It's gross. It's like I'm in a third world fucking country over here, but the depressing, most depressing part about that is the fucking, oh yeah, I'm on fucking vacation, but I'm probably not gonna be able to fucking, I probably won't fucking listen to this myself. I mean. Because it's terrible, but until I'm back at work, you know what I mean. It's a fucking. I listen to fucking podcasts at work, and lately it's been like, dude, I need fucking new podcasts because even the old ones I listen to, it's gotten pretty fucking bad one way or another. It's like, dude, you guys, I've been listening to you guys for years, and now all of a sudden it's fucking like, fucking just sell out, just fucking give me money and fucking garbage, and we're gonna make sure we're sending the right message here and fucking like whatever. It's just like, dude, fuck off, dude. Or it's like fucking like, oh, these guys are all right. I mean, they're kind of fucking like, you know, California fucking retards, but I mean, at least they can fucking talk about games like half the time, you know what I mean? I struggle to do myself too, I guess, but it's like fucking like, oh, this one's all right. Like fucking like whatever. And then it's fucking like, you know, fucking last week, it's just like, oh, you know, we just want to fucking make sure we do this. Here's a fucking ad. We don't usually run ads, but here's an ad for, like, something we really believe in. And it's fucking just like a straight-faced fucking, like, anti-fucking-Trump ad or, like, you know, pro-fucking-Hillary Clinton. It's just like, dude, fuck you guys, dude. Like, seriously, this is fucking ridiculous. You know, you're, like, fucking, like, discussing about anything or, you know... Not even that, which would be bad enough, but he was just like a straight, like, off the fucking, like, broadcast fucking TV, fucking straight fucking political ad, dude. It's like, dude, fuck you, dude. I've almost gone this entire, you know what I mean, this entire, like, garbage fucking election cycle not hearing a fucking shitty fucking TV ad about this garbage, dude. Now it's fucking, what, I gotta hear it here? Or are you fucking, you know what I mean? It's just like, fuck off. Anyway, Rise of the Tomb Raider. Let's talk about that. Actually, for a second time, this is round two of fucking Rise of the Tomb Raider, because, again, going for the theme of fucking, like, hey, another game I've already played, I gotta play again, and And I fucking talked about it extensively already on here on the podcast. Probably I think it was like a year ago or so when the game first came out on Xbox One. Played it then. Thought it was really fucking good. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, that was the one that fucking launched the same day as fucking Fallout 4. So it was kind of like split my time. Like, I'll play Fallout for a little bit and then fucking or whatever. Or I'll play fucking Rise of the Tomb Raider and then fucking like, when I'm, you know what I mean? Fucking, I'll try to like cut out like an hour or so to fucking go and play like Fallout 4 and fucking, you know, split my time between the two. I was kind of like, kind of rushing through fucking like Rise of the Tomb Raider, just fucking like, I can, you know what I mean? I loved it back then. I bought it a fucking again, but, you know, I was just fucking, I was just like, I want to get lost and fucking Fallout 4 and shit, and just fucking like, I don't know. So it's just fucking, now I'm taking my time with it and fucking running it on fucking Ultra on my PC and just like, holy fuck. Again, I've already played it and I fucking liked it before and it looked really good on fucking Xbox One, but, yeah, this is the second time through. I fucking love it. Like, I absolutely fucking love the game. And this is also coming from, you know, I just fucking played the fucking, replay it again, the fucking, the reboot of the 2013 fucking Tomb Raider or whatever, and, now that I played them kind of back to back, it's like before I was like, I don't know, I kind of liked the fucking the first one better. I kind of liked whatever, just like that world better and all that shit. But now I haven't played them fucking back to back. Fucking definitely fucking Rise the sequel is fucking better. It's like almost in every fucking way. It's like, you know, now that I can fucking sit there and compare them fresh. Like before I was like, I wasn't fucking the first one like more like bloody and shit. It's got like more like set piece, like gore of like, you know, the body bits and all that shit. But it's fucking, man, some of the shit in fucking Rise is fucking just brutal. Like, she's fucking, Laura's fucking just brutal fucking kills. Like, it's fucking grabbing people from under the fucking ice and just fucking like drowning them and shit and just fucking just brutal shit. Yeah, just fucking, just fucking smoother, just control smoother. It's fucking, levels are a lot more fucking like open and fucking, you know, just like refined. Like they feel more fucking natural and fucking there's more to doing them. And yeah, just fucking, oh man, it looks fucking just gorgeous, like absolutely fucking gorgeous. And and again, but even this time, the second time through, like I'm coming, this is like post, you know, now I'm in a fucking post Uncharted fucking 4 world too. And from the you know, I'm just fucking comparing the two of fucking just like, you know, just the graphics of fucking Uncharted versus this and the fucking gameplay. It's like, dude, wow, fucking completely fucking Rise of the Tomb Raider is fucking, man, fucking, you know, makes fucking Uncharted 4. It looks like complete dog shit, like compared to him, fucking, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. I hate to fucking be constantly fucking comparing, comparing the two, fucking, oh, it's a fucking thing, it's two in a row, two podcasts in a row, where the fuck did my lighter go? So, there it is, right next to me where it should be, but, yeah, so fucking, yeah, so yeah, I hate fucking comparing the fucking the two constantly, you know what I mean? Comparing fucking like Uncharted and fucking Tomb Raider, but kind of inevitable, I think. You know what I mean? Fucking and I don't know. Again, I liked fucking Uncharted 4, but it's fucking, again, compared to this, that just feels like fucking like C tier. Like, you know what I mean? It feels like fucking, you know, that just fucking looks like so, like, it's like, hey, that game looks good and shit as you're playing it, but then it's fucking, like, compared to this, dude, like, that just looks like cartoony and shit. It's just, like, so fucking, not even the same fucking league, and just, like, the control and shit, just the way the game's set up, it just feels so, like, on rails and fucking garbage. And, yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider, just fucking immediately, just fucking, like, after play, fucking just like, wow, this is fucking insane, just fucking blew me away. Yeah. Easily one of the fucking best games I've ever seen. It's just fucking, you know, the controls and the fucking, you know, exploration and all that shit. Just so fucking, like, tight and, like, fluid and shit. And, I'm not gonna go too far into the fucking details with it, because again, I've already done that. So when I first played it, so if you wanna get the full thoughts of my first playthrough of it, I mean, whatever. I mean, just yeah, you're gonna have to go digging through the old fucking Grunt Free Press backlog, the back catalog, because but this time through though, I'm fucking, you know, I wrote a review for it, because hey, you know, I had the fucking time for it. Just broadly speaking, Rise of the Tomb Raider is just fucking amazing. Like that's all I have to say about that. I was bad and fucking dated. I don't know why I did that, but fuck, I couldn't stop myself. I don't know. Fucking these goddamn flies are fucking driving me nuts and fucking making me go fucking crazy. Yeah, so I did play some new shit though, or from the game, or fucking the DLC I'm talking about, fucking the Rise of the Tomb Raider, which I bought again. I bought it on fucking Xbox One and shit. I think I even bought the fucking the season pass or whatever when I bought it there, but it's fucking like I just forgot about it, or just fucking, oh, I'll wait till it all comes out or whatever. And then I'm like fucking by the time it all came out, I'm just kind of like, I don't know, fucking Game of the Year edition on fucking PC or whatever. I mean, I think there's only one like real like story player DLC, and the other ones are just, you know, what you got was just like, oh, here's some like outfits and shit, and some challenge maps, whatever. I think that's how it went. I'm pretty sure I only played like one new section of single player shit, and that just fucking like pops up as you play, and it's pretty cool. It's just like how they worked it in. It's not like fucking like, oh, I got to go to the menu and like select the fucking DLC. Just like you're playing, and it's fucking like, oh yeah, it just pops up like a new mission, and you just fucking go. So you have to fucking investigate this old witch that's fucking terrorizing everybody. So it's based on the Russian folk tale of Baba Yaga, and this is the second game in a fucking row I've played it as fucking Baba Yaga in it. I mean, she was in Lords of Shadow too. So I don't know, maybe this is gonna be like the year of Yaga. You know, maybe she'll be in fucking more games. It's like the new trend. Like fucking, like, you know, I used to be like, oh, zombies are hot. Here's a bunch of zombies. Now it's gonna be like, here's a bunch of Baba Yagas. I'll be playing fucking Battlefield and be like fucking some fucking mission in fucking Russia or some shit, and like, oh yeah, oh no, we gotta go find Baba Yaga, some shit like that. Or like Titanfall, it'll be like the Baba Yaga fucking mech. But yeah, I mean, in Rise of the Tomb Raider, it's pretty fucking cool. The DLC, the Baba Yaga DLC, it's just he going to this forest, and fucking Laura fucking, as she's investigating that shit, she breathes in some like poisonous fucking spores, and she starts fucking tripping balls, and she's all fucked up, and she's fighting these fucking like hallucinations, or all, you know, demons and fucking demon dogs and shit, and yeah, it kind of reminds me of the drug missions from Far Cry. Like, you know, I was in Far Cry 3 and fucking like 4 and shit, and just fucking like, oh, you know, guys will fucking inject you with the shit, and you're fucking running around and the world's all fucked up. And even the fucking the demons and shit that you're seeing, that she's fucking hallucinating, it's like, yeah, that looks like it's straight out of fucking like Far Cry Primal, and they have like, you know, skull helmets and shit, and they're shooting fucking flaming arrows at you. And so I mean, you know, the new, as you're playing through it, I mean, it's, you know, solving a few puzzles, you make a fucking antidote to the poison, and then you get the pretty good boss fight with Baba Yaga. And at the end, it gets kind of like goofy and fucking like Scooby-Doo and shit. It was just, you know, it was just fucking, I just thought it was a cool excuse to mix shit up, like visually and shit. And it was pretty fun. I liked it. So, and once you beat that, you get this cool fucking like skull helmet for fucking, and like fur and shit, and for fucking, you know, you can fucking put Laura in it, and she's got like a belt of fucking like human skulls. It's like, dude, this is fucking wicked cool. And it's a fucking riot. Or you run around the fucking rest of the fucking game just fucking dressed like a fucking maniac, and you just fucking murdered everybody. It's fucking really good. Rise of the Tomb Raider is fucking great, great fucking game. I really didn't like it. Really good. So after that, again, fucking just like, yeah, what do I want to play? And just fucking like, you know what? Fucking again, yeah, new PC. So I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll try fucking running Gears of War. You know what I mean? This time I'll do it on a PC that can fucking, you know, I can actually run it and just, you know, see if it's still fucking, again, playing on Xbox One. I was like, it looks pretty like blurry and fucked up, and just like, see pretty much just see what it looks like on fucking running on fucking PC. And you know what, on fucking ultra settings it's actually really fucking sharp looking. It's just even right away in the fucking menus, I mean, they're just showing like, you know, they show like fucking JD or whatever, or fucking if you go to the multiplayer it's the fucking Locust. And on Xbox, even looking at that, so I could just like, that looks pretty fucking like smudged and fucking blurry and fucking out of focus and shit. Then I'm fucking playing it on here, it's just fucking like, this looks like it looks like you'd fucking expect a Gears of War game to look like, just fucking, you know, nice and fucking clear and fucking sharp details and textures and shit. And I'm like, oh, let's play, you know, see how different it looks. And fuck, I stopped playing through the fucking the prologue and the campaign, and it's just like, dude, this looks really nice and just fucking. Looks pretty good. I mean, fucking, it looks like what I again, kind of what I hope the fucking a Gears game would look like. And then I played for like 10 minutes and I fucking stopped because it's just like, yeah, I really don't want to keep playing this. I just fucking want to see the fucking graphics or whatever. And I'm like, ah, maybe we'll try fucking multiplayer for a little bit. So, so I was stopped playing multiplayer and fucking again, graphically, fucking night and day fucking difference. It's like, oh, I can actually see what the fuck is going on, and you know what I mean? Everything fucking is in fucking focus. And played a couple of matches, and then I just fucking uninstalled the game. I'm like, fuck this. It's still pretty shitty. It's still a pretty bad fucking game, and the multiplayer is still pretty fucking clunky and fucking garbage. And I was like, yeah, fuck this. Same shit. Well, same shit, just looks better. So yeah, that was my brief fucking run-in with fucking Gears of War 4. But yeah, a couple pieces of fucking news, and seems like it's been quite a while since it's actually been like gaming news fucking worth talking about. It's not fucking, you know, useless fucking tabloid garbage. Well, most of it is anyway. But first, how about a new console, new video gaming device by Nintendo, no less than the one previously known as the Nintendo NX, that had been rumored to be a console slash handheld hybrid, and that finally got fucking revealed to be the Nintendo Switch. And it is indeed a handheld system. You can, you know, walk around with it, fucking whatever, take it wherever. Then you dock it at like a station, and you know, little fucking like little box you fucking put it into, and you play it on your TV like a fucking normal console. And that's coming out in March, and they haven't given any price yet or whatever. But they, you know, they do, and the usual fucking Nintendo thing where they announce like, hey, you know, look at all this fucking third party support we got. And you know, this totally is not going to be like our fucking last five fucking systems that, you know, everybody, all the other fucking third party fucking developers and publishers and shit, they just abandoned because it's fucking you know, underpowered and is a pain in the ass to develop for. And you know what I mean? They show a fucking splash page of you know, all these fucking logos. It's fucking, you know, hey, look, we got Bethesda, we got fucking Activision, we got fucking Unreal 4, and you know, all that shit. And you know, in their commercial, they're showing fucking like, oh, hey, look, Skyrim's fucking running on the system. It's like, okay, but as far as like, you know what I mean, it's fucking like, hey, look, it's fucking a bunch of ports of fucking like old games and shit. And as far as like continuing, you know what I mean, of fucking new fucking AAA games being on your system, it's like, believe it when I see it, because it seems to be like what you said the last fucking three times, and that just craps out like immediately within like a fucking year. You know what I mean? Nobody's fucking bothers with it. So, but the system itself, I mean, I think it looks all right. I mean, it looks fine, I guess. I mean, surprisingly, it's not, you know, it's not like super fucking gimmicky and fucking like stupid looking or anything. And the name Switch, I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, I honestly, myself, I have like fucking zero need for a fucking handheld system. I mean, I barely leave my fucking house as it is, and when I do, I really don't fucking want to, carry around a fucking extra little device and fucking, or fucking shove a screen in my face to play games when I'm out and about. So, when I'm out of fucking, if I leave my fucking house, I'm on a fucking mission to fucking do something and do it like as quick and fucking efficiently as fucking possible and get the fuck back so I can play fucking video games. You know what I mean? I'm not hanging around. I'm not fucking, hanging on the fucking street corner with my fucking, hey, look at me, I'm playing my fucking whatever Switch or whatever the fuck. I'm not fucking on a bus. You know what I mean? I'm not fucking going to school. So I don't need a handheld system, period. So, yeah, I mean, so the entire like selling point of like, hey, take your games with you and fucking take it on the go from fucking home and fucking just take it with you. It's like, that's completely lost on me personally. So, and just having it again, fucking buying it like another console is just gonna play fucking Nintendo games. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's gonna have everything that everything else has that I already own. But hey, fucking all of these Nintendo exclusives. It's like, yeah, all two of them that I give a shit about that they'll fucking make in like 5 years. And I think I'll pass, to be honest with you. But Nintendo Switch is, I don't hate it, but I don't really want it. And there you go. That's my take on that. And then the big bomb, the big boy bomb, the fucking Red Dead Redemption 2 got a little minute long trailer and it looks fucking incredible. I mean, there's no real gameplay in there. It's just shots of fucking landscapes and fucking towns and shit and a little bit of voiceover, but it looks so fucking good. Like, just judging by fucking what Rockstar has done with their trailers and shit, the game's gonna end up looking like that. I mean, more or less. I mean, fucking, it's not some fucking pre-rendered bullshit fucking cutscene. They just like, oh, we fucking spent a year making this fucking minute-long trailer that is fucking CGI, like whatever, just fucking like a movie. It's like, no, they made that's like fucking the game, like that's what it's gonna look like, real like in-game fucking shit. But and again, going by the fucking the last fucking Red Dead looked, I mean, that already looks fucking, even now it's like that's a really good looking fucking game, like that looks fucking gorgeous. So still a year away, and yeah, I think most people were fucking assuming that the game would fucking come out eventually. I mean, yeah, it was fucking, hopefully. I mean, that's a pretty big hit when it came out, but yeah, it's just nice to hear something about it and fucking just see it in action and just fucking trying not to get too hyped up about it yet. So again, it's a year out. I don't want to get fucking crushed by like fucking inevitable fucking delays and all that bullshit. But hey, fucking Red Dead, I fucking. I love fucking Red Dead, so awesome. What was fucking driving me nuts though is fucking hearing other people talk about the fucking trailer and fuck, you know what I mean? People getting excited about it, then you get like fucking like I heard from fucking multiple fucking people that I fucking listen to say shit like, oh hey, didn't fucking Red Dead Redemption kind of suck? I thought nobody liked that game. I'm just like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, see, like seriously, like I mean, like this is like again, people I fucking like listen to talk about like other games and shit, and it's like people I fucking like respect, and you know what I mean. I fucking like, oh yeah, I'm all kind of on the same page as this fucking person, you know what I mean. And then it's fucking like, didn't like nobody like Red Dead, nobody played it, like a bomb, wasn't it just like a bad game? And fucking like, just what the fuck are you on? Like, what are you talking about? And it's just like, dude, it's like like I'm not a huge fucking Grand Theft Auto fan. I mean, I'll play them. I don't think they fucking control very well, and I get bored with them pretty quick. But I don't say like, oh, doesn't nobody like Grand Theft Auto? It's like, no, I know I have like specific problems with the fucking with those games and shit, and I know fucking most people fucking love them, and I mean they're super fucking popular. I mean, like, whatever, but I remember when fucking Red Dead Redemption came out, and it's, I fucking like loved that, like absolutely fucking loved it, and I thought it was fucking like easily the fucking best game that came out on fucking 360, and like that whole fucking generation of whatever, it's just fucking like that's the best. I mean, it was amazing. And that was actually a fucking good generation. It's not like, oh, it's the best game of fucking, like, whatever, the fucking PS4, Xbox One generation. I mean, that's fucking not saying much. But it's like fucking just like, as I was playing it for the fucking, the first time through, it was just fucking like, I'm like, again, I didn't really like follow to him. I'm like, it's like same thing. Like, Grand Theft Auto comes out. Like, I don't get like crazy excited about it. So I can like, it'll be pretty good. Like, whatever. And I'll fucking just play through it and that's it. But I was thinking like the same thing for fucking Red Dead, but it's just like, I immediately just fucking like, wow, this is fucking like blowing me. Amazing. It's fucking so good. And I thought it was maybe one of those fucking just made for me. Like this game's fucking made for me. Like fucking somebody like, has like the exact same fucking like taste as me. Just fucking, Western, fucking super violent, fucking serious fucking like dark story. And I think I talked about this before, but whatever. I thought like, and plus, I'm one of the few people who fucking really liked fucking Red Dead Revolver. I fucking thought that game was great too. So it's just fucking like, I was just like, this game is fucking one of those things that's gonna hit me personally, and fucking that's awesome. And it's fucking like. Like back then I was thinking like, maybe like, the GTA fans might fucking hate it because it's, it's not fucking like goofy and fucking modern and, doesn't control like shit. It actually controls pretty well. And you can just, what I mean? I'm like, people probably don't like this. I mean, fucking like, again, I was saying that like when it was first out, but I mean, that was totally not the fucking case. I mean, almost everybody I fucking talked to was just fucking blown away by it. Like completely just. Friends that aren't even into fucking games that much are just fucking like, you run into them and it's like, oh, you play games, oh, fucking Red Dead, oh my god, it's fucking amazing, and gee, like, I mean, like, really, like, fucking, like, passionate about fucking how good the game was. Again, people I wouldn't fucking think would give a shit about games like that. It's like, oh, I play fucking Madden and fucking whatever, and two games a year, and fucking, it's like, oh my god, like, fucking Red Dead is just fucking so, like, everybody I talked to was just fucking so, like, insanely fucking passionate about how good the fucking game was. And all my friends are fucking playing it, like even like their girlfriends are fucking playing it, and it's like fucking they all fucking loved the fucking horses and the fucking story, and just fucking like, it's real, like everybody I didn't hear anybody have a fucking bad thing to say about that. And fucking and then like critically it was getting, game of the year, fucking tens and fucking high nines and shit, and just fucking, I heard a few of them saying like, the professional fucking critics, like, easily, this is the best of the fucking 360 PS3 generation, like hands down, like this is it. And fucking, when the new systems came out and shit, you'd hear the discussions about, about fucking, what was the best last gen game? And just fucking, you hear fucking some people would be like, BioShock is awesome, and fucking The Last of Us for some reason. I don't understand why people think that game's good. But, Modern Warfare and, so, you hear these fucking long back and forth discussions until, they'd fucking like, this one. And then fucking, as soon as somebody fucking brought up like Red Dead, Red Dead Redemption, just fucking, that was it. I mean, fucking everybody just fucking, pretty unanimous of just like, dude, Red Dead. I mean, you can't really fucking argue that. I mean, it's just a fucking amazing fucking game. And just one of those fucking rare instances where like, the critics love it and the fucking, the gamers love it. I mean, I love it. I mean, it seems like, just everybody's just on the same fucking page of just like, this game is just fucking something special. Like, this is so good. And it's just, it's a fucking masterpiece. It really is. And just fucking, or even like, they brought up the Xbox One backwards compatibility thing. It's like, you can like go vote for what you want. And, almost immediately, fucking Red Dead's at the top, and it's fucking, it's at like first or second place, like until it became fucking backwards compatible, and then fucking everyone's like, oh yeah, I can play fucking Red Dead. They're all excited about that, and fucking I don't know, fucking, then the fucking Red Dead 2 announcement, and suddenly fucking, did anybody really like the first one? It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, seriously, I don't know where the fuck, like, you gotta live in some serious fucking, like, little bubble, or just fucking, I don't know, what the hell. And again, I heard it fucking, like, multiple fucking people, like, you know, different fucking podcasts, and just different people talking, and just fucking, didn't like, nobody like that game? It's like, what the hell is going on here? It's like I just, like, genuinely fucking curious about what the fuck is going on. Like it's just fucking strange. Like, it's almost like I've stepped into some fucking, like, Bearstein fucking Bears, like, alternate fucking dimension. It's just like, yeah, it's not like fucking, like, oh no, you're wrong. I mean, if you didn't like it, you didn't like it. But it's fucking, like, to say, like, oh, nobody liked their game today. It's just like, dude, like, oh, it's just freaking me out. Like, what the fuck is going on here? It's just fucking weird. Another thing that's freaking me out is the praise the fucking campaign for fucking Battlefield 1's getting. It's just like, it keep, again, fucking reading some fucking reviews and just, you know, hearing people as, oh my god, the Battlefield 1 campaign, oh, it's so good, and such a fucking refreshing first-person shooter campaign. It's just fucking like, oh, cool, you know, I fucking started playing it and just fucking, it sucks. It's really bad. It's fucking, like, basically just bot matches, more or less, and fucking really dumb bots you're playing with, and, you know, notably fucking worse than, like, fucking, you know, the little fucking single-player challenges that were in, like, Star Wars Battlefront, and it's fucking, it's just like, oh, you know, here's a little map, and to do this little objective, and, you know what I mean, fly a fucking X-Wing or some shit, and just, everybody fucking bitched about those, and fucking, it's like, oh, I know, it's a poor excuse for a fucking single player campaign. It's just little missions, and fucking, yeah, fucking Battlefield 1 is fucking, it's just like the same shit. Probably, I think it's fucking worse. Like, it's really bad. Yeah, it fucking pisses me off. Really, it's just fucking, you know, it's like, oh, they added some fucking cutscenes in between them. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like a pre-rendered fucking cutscenes, and fucking, you know, after every level, whatever, and everyone's fucking jizzing all over it, and it's like, dude, that's fucking garbage, dude, and it's fucking, like, really, the gameplay's really bad. I can't stand that. It's fucking, like, oh man, I don't know, it's fucking, people, is a good single-player game to them means fucking, how are the cutscenes, or how's the fucking, like, story? It's like, no, dude, like, that's not, what the fuck, like, no, and it's fucking, like, how's the fucking gameplay, like, is it fun, like, what, dude, like, that's, I don't get it, and just fucking, I do get it, and fucking makes me mad, pretty much, because people just fucking, like, oh, video games are just like movies. It's like, they're literally just fucking playing it like a movie. Like, you know what I mean? You're judging it like a movie of just fucking, like, oh, how is the story that I have no, like, influence over? Just like, no, dude, it's garbage. That's bad. Having this fucking argument for fucking decades, I think. For, like, fucking, like, I don't know, since Metal Gear 1. I'm just like, oh, that game's so good. No, it's not. It's a really bad fucking terrible game. And fucking, like, you're just saying, like, oh, I like this garbage story for some reason. But no. But yeah, I don't know. But most of the missions that are there are just fucking, like, really shitty fucking stealth sections, or you're marking people, like, in Far Cry or something. Just fucking, like, oh, I'm gonna mark them all so I can see, like, their outlines and try to, like, sneak up and stab them. But if you fuck up, it doesn't really fucking matter, because they're fucking idiots, and they act like they're from fucking, like, GoldenEye or some shit, and, you know, they just fucking, like, sit behind a fucking box and just, like, you know, shoot at you until you fucking look at them and shoot them, and just fucking, most of the time, you just fucking run right past them and just go to the objective, and I'm not one of those people who fucking do that, you know what I mean? I don't usually do that. You know, I don't fucking take advantage of, like, some, this game glitch, and then fucking, oh, I can do this and just bypass, like, half the fucking level and do that a bunch of times, and then fucking complain about the game being too short, or fucking, oh, it's too easy because I fucking just, you know, found a glitch, I can just fucking run past everybody, or fucking whatever. Or even, like, whatever, I wouldn't even usually fucking take advantage of fucking bad AI. I'm just fucking, like, yeah, whatever, at least the fucking shooting's fun, and I can just fucking, like, whatever. This is just, like, dude, this is bad. I just fucking, just the game just sucks, you know what I mean? And I just want to fucking get through it as fast as I can, just to be like, oh, well, at least I played through it, something. I don't know, fuck it. And even the fucking cutscenes are pretty bad. I think they're fucking, like, super fucking cliche, fucking war movie stories, fucking rip-offs, and You know, it's like, oh, hey, some fucking dude has a war buddy, and fucking one of them dies, and the other one's sad about it, and it's fucking like, oh, hey, a fucking veteran soldier takes a young kid under his wing, and fucking, oh, then fucking the old guy dies, and fucking just fucking yawners, and it's, yeah, the gameplay is just fucking, just so fucking, like, soulless and generic, and, you know, the stories are so fucking short. It's like, I really don't give a fuck about any of it. Like, any of these fucking people. It's like, oh, this guy is, might be kind of interesting later. Oh, no, it's over. It's just over. On to the next one. And it's fucking like, dude, what the fuck? Even, like, people make it a big deal. Like, fucking, like, oh, as a woman, there's a fucking black guy. And, like, I played through it, and I'm like, fucking, like, what? Like, fucking, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this is fucking, like, I must have already played through the black dude one, because I don't fucking remember it at all. It's just fucking, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, like, what the fuck is going on? So, it's Battlefield. I mean, Battlefield's not known for its fucking single player, and this is fucking, I think it's the fucking the worst one there is. I mean, I think like the older ones, I remember playing like fucking whatever, two, like Battlefield 2 on like the regular Xbox, I think, or maybe 360, and like Modern Combat or some shit. I remember playing through that. I'm like, oh, this is pretty much just like bot matches or whatever. But even that was more fun than fucking this. I mean, but even recently, it's fucking, I remember playing through like 3 and 4 and fucking like Hardline, and like the, I mean, they weren't like spectacular. I mean, they weren't like really good, but it's just fucking, at least they had some fucking interesting, like, set-piece moments and shit that fucking look cool and fucking just like, oh, yeah, this is fucking cool. Like, yeah, I can, like, remember those. I'm playing through fucking whatever, man. I just played through fucking most of, I stopped fucking playing through the, like, halfway through the fucking last, like, war story, whatever the fuck they call it. And I'm like, dude, this is fucking just awful. I just had to stop and just play fucking multiplayer before I fucking fell asleep. But, yeah, I mean, I'd almost rather play a fucking straight-up fucking bot match, like Conquest, like that. That'd be more fucking fun than this. I mean, this is fucking garbage. I mean, it's really bad. But again, it's Battlefield, so the multiplayer is what fucking matters, and that's fucking great, really good. I don't think it's too fucking different from the other fucking Battlefield games. I mean, it's still like fucking sniping is pretty fucking overpowered. You know, tanks and fucking planes can fuck your shit up pretty bad, but no, it just feels more fucking like brutal. It's a much more fucking brutal game. You know, you get these fucking the World War One guns that are kind of shitty and fucking inaccurate, so people are trying to like get up closer than they normally would, or just fucking like, you know, laying a bunch of fucking fire and just like hoping, you know. That's a good thing, I think. I mean, again, one of those things of why aren't people complaining about that too? If we'd figure like, oh, I need like my super accurate fucking hit scan, pretty much fucking weapon, I'm just fucking. But you know, because it's a fucking, you know, World War One, it's fucking just like everything, the tanks, all that shit, just seems pretty cobbled together, and it's fucking, and they have like pickups around the map. It's kind of like Battlefront, where you go up and, like, pick up an icon, you get, like, a power-up, and that's how you get, like, your X-Wings, or, like, whatever the fuck, or, like, become, like, Darth Vader. I mean, they kind of do that here, but it's just fucking, like, oh, you pick up one, and it's fucking, like, oh, I get a fucking flamethrower, you know? That's awesome. I mean, fucking, you know, picked up a fucking flamethrower, and it's fucking, like, or, like, a suit of armor, and just fucking, you know, looking at the flamethrower dude, you're looking through this fucking, like, a dirty, fucking grimy gas mask, and fucking, you know, just fucking setting people on fire, and they're fucking, like, running and screaming and shit. It's like, dude, this is fucking awesome. This is so good. Like, really fun. It's taken me a while to fucking adjust and fucking get used to, like, you know, the vehicles and the weapons and the classes and all that shit, and you know, plus I'm getting old, and, yeah, I'm not that great at fucking competitive fucking first-person shooters anymore, so it's like, but, I mean, that's really fucking good, though. I mean, it's like, I'm pretty bad at this, but fucking, I'm still having fun. Like, it's fucking really good. But seriously, don't fucking buy it. Fucking, you know, don't fucking go into it thinking you're gonna get a good fucking single-player campaign, because it's terrible. That is terrible. But, it's just, like, again, one of those things, universally, the fucking retarded fucking journalists are saying, like, oh, it's good, it's fucking, it's not, it's really not, the campaign is fucking complete garbage. But, the online is fucking, a fucking blast. It's a battle, it's a Battlefield. What do you fucking expect from fucking Battlefield? And I've been playing pretty much just Conquest at this point, because, I mean, this is fucking, you know, again, Battlefield, what I fucking associate Battlefield with, what I fucking always played, and that's where I think it plays the fucking best, where it's fucking just, you know, big open and fucking, you know, mix of fucking vehicles and infantry, and, you know, you have plenty of room to fucking move around and, you know, flank and all that shit. And, but then I'm looking at the other, I probably will check out some of the other shit later. Some of it seems kind of cool. It's like a fucking, like, I don't know what the fuck they call it, like some multi-stage one. This looks pretty cool. And, then one of them says fucking, custom games. And there's, there's some shit under there. If you go, to the custom games like tab, and it's locked for now. But and that's where, like, the other one I usually like doing is fucking hardcore mode of, you know, no HUD and fucking, you know, pretty much one shot kills and shit, and just fucking, like, I've always fucking liked that. And this, I think in this fucking the World War One, that'd be fucking, like, super super cool. I'm just, you know, it's so fucking, like, gritty and shit. And and then there's another one too, which I think is fucking is pistols only in like a forest with fucking, you know, on like a forest map, and the fucking like thick fog, and just everybody running around with the fucking pistol. And it's fucking, that sounds fucking amazing. Like, I really want to fucking try that too. So, really good fucking multiplayer, and I'm probably gonna go play that right now. So fuck off. This has been the Grunt Free Press podcast. You can email me at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And gruntfreepress.com is the website, and I'm on vacation from you faggots for a week, so you can blow me. How's that?
Walk on. living tomb. Yes, human souls. Profit for the prophet and the creatures who control. All these things I got away from the horrid thing that I did in Mama Day. And though I gained strength at the time, still they call for vengeance for the hatred of my crime. I tried to drink myself to death. 40 years went by, and drunken I was left. And drunk I was when they caught me. Dead and bag was right where they got me. Tied to a chair, feeling sore. Knowing all the answers to the questions I ignore. They burned up my face with a propane torch. Then they blew up my porch. Then I fought against the USA. Trapped in a trench till the bulldozer came. Changed sides and threw the bloody walls hung. Highway of death and the day of the dog. Once again, I died alive. Sent home in a box, but somehow I survived. Maybe